Good morning, everyone. As we continue to recap the story of the Megillah, we find ourselves in the seventh perek. In the fifth perek is beginning where Esther starts to put her plan into place. She sees that Haman is, you know, very, very power hungry. She sees that Ahasuerus is somewhat paranoid. So she decides to walk into the kingdom, the inner chamber of the king, and invite him and Haman to a party. And instead that party that she invites into another party. In between those two parties, Ahasuerus can't sleep. The Gemara gives us a number of reasons why he can't sleep, but most likely because he's very nervous. He's very nervous. Then he decides, well, if I think Haman is trying to take over my throne, let me find who is loyal to me. And thereby he reads the story of Mordechai. At that moment, Haman is invited up to the king's inner chambers, and he's about to tell him he wants to kill Mordechai. And it's then that Ahasuerus realizes the plan of Haman when he says to Haman, how should we honor someone? And Haman says, oh, give him the crown, give him the robe, clearly dress this guy up as the king. And that leads us to the seventh perek. In the seventh perek, at the second party is where Esther finally makes her big reveal and finally tells Ahasuerus that you need to save my people. He says, who is this? Who's doing such a thing? Haman harazet. It is Haman. And he is so shocked. He's so shocked. And usually Ahasuerus, you know, there's protocol in Shushan. You have a decision. You act upon those rules. He doesn't know what to do. And he takes a walk. And thereby, when he comes back in, hopefully to have calmed down, have a conversation, get a cup of coffee. Let's figure this out. Esther pulls down Vahaman and Nofel Alamita. He pulls down Esther, Haman on top of her. And there, when Ahasuerus sees this scene, he says, oh my gosh, of course, all the things that I thought were true, absolutely true. Haman, you're trying to take my wife. You're trying to take my kingdom. We need to get rid of you. Now, before we even continue, it's this reason that Be'er Yosef, Rav Yosef Zundel of Salant, suggests. This is why we call it Purim, because the word pur or pariah in Aramaic can mean a bed. This is the moment of the Megillah, because Ahasuerus has walked out. He could calm down. If he walks back in and he says, Haman, what's going on? Haman says, I have no idea what's going on. Esther invited me to a party. I like parties. Why do you think I'm here? And Esther would have been caught, you know, obviously trying to make this whole rebellion. It's when she pulls him down on the bed and Ahasuerus sees it and he gets all angry and we tap into his anger by thereby quickly killing Haman. That's the reason we have Purim. That's the name of Purim. It doesn't mean lots. It means bed, because this is the moment of the Megillah. But it's at this moment, though, that Ahasuerus is very angry and he doesn't know what to do. And right away he says, how could you do this? Hagam lichbosh as hamalka in my own house. Upnei Haman chafu. He's embarrassed. His face is covered. He doesn't know what to say. And in comes Charvona. Charvona says, ah, gam in ha'eitz asher asa Haman l'Mordechai. Guess what? I know, says Charvona, because as the Malbim tells us, he was in the room. He listened to the conversation that Haman wants to kill Mordechai. He knows there's gallows. Use those gallows as well. Vayomer ha'melech. Tulu, a love, great idea. Hama, Charvona, let's do it. Next pasuk, Vayislu es Haman al ha'etz. And this is Charvona forever and ever, is remembered Latov. Vigam Charvona zachor Latov. We say it Vigam in the Megillah, in the song after, in the song we sing after we read the Megillah of Asher Hines, we sing Gam Charvona zachor Latov, because he says Gam hinei ha'etz. Who is Charvona? He gets like a two-line part in this whole story, and yet he's remembered for good forever. So it could be that he was sort of a back-and-forth kind of guy. Sometimes he was on the Mordechai side, sometimes on the Haman side, depending on who was winning. But the Ibn Ezra quotes that he was Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, who comes at the Bris Milah, at the Seder table, he's the Mevaser Geula. Eliyahu HaNavi is Charvona. Why would this be? Because this fits perfectly with the story of the Megillah. Because in the Megillah, we are reminded that every single person can change the world. And every single person, not fluffy, not like, oh, it's such a nice idea, but in real life. Here is a guy, Charvona. In the Megillah, he's got two lines. All he does is suggest that there are gallows. Why don't we use, Vigam Charvona Zachor Latov. Every single person has the ability to be Eliyahu HaNavi. Every single person has the ability to affect change in the world. Nobody can say somebody else will do it. Somebody will can offer more of their time, can write a bigger check, can be more involved. Who am I going to? Gam Charvona Zachar Latov. There was a writer in Israel. His name was Chaim Ber, lived in the 1900s. He once approached Rav Aryeh Levine. Rav Aryeh Levine was the great tzaddik of Yerushalayim. And he approached Rav Aryeh Levine and he says to Rav Aryeh Levine, Rav Aryeh Levine, Rav Aryeh, are you one of the 36 great tzaddikim? The 36 Lamed Vavniks, the special, special saintly people. So Rav Aryeh Levine thought for a little bit. He thought a little bit and he says, you know what? Sometimes I do, for a minute or so, I think that I could be one of the Lamed Vavniks. But you could too, he tells this little boy who asked him, who eventually becomes this writer. That's Vegam Charvona Zachor Latov. Have a wonderful day.